It was a good night, an afternoon yesterday for Clash at the Castle. Today it's all about Worlds Collide. I'm going to tell you what I think is going to steal the show, who I think is going to win in all the matches, why I think so, and what they're going to do with everything going forward. And I think it's going to be a really good, show, Worlds Collide. And we'll get to it after a quick word for our friends at Anchor. What a good weekend it is to be a wrestling fan. Yeah, and I'm not, bashing AEW by saying I'm not watching All Out, but I'm not. But we still get, yesterday's Clash at the Castle, which I thought they did a good job. And don't worry, my reaction show, that's coming first thing tomorrow morning, so be on the lookout for that one. For both of them, for that and Worlds Collide, they'll both be right there for everyone to be able to see, watch, listen, whatever you're doing. And I think, they did a phenomenal job, with most of it yesterday, but today it's all about Worlds Collide, which I think has some great stuff. We got the NXT and NXT UK Women's Championship unification match between NXT champion Mandy Rose, NXT UK champion Miko Satomura, and Blair Davenport. Again, I don't really know who to pick, because again, think about it, Blair Davenport, fresh start. Now, completely new champion, she gets it. Fresh starter right there, NXT, can work with all those people. Look at all the experience that Miko has, like 20 plus, almost 30 years of experience. Her coming in there, that much experience working with all of them and being champion makes sense. The way they've booked Mandy, beating everybody, her keeping, the Golden Staying champion, they can send Miko to NXT Europe and Blair and all that. But that makes sense too when you think about it. And if Mandy lost, what would they do with her? Would they have her chase, try to be, go after the championship more? Is Toxic Attraction the rest of it? Gigi and Jay's here. Do they think they're ready for the main roster? Because I don't see Mandy going up there alone. It just doesn't make sense. I think that would be very poor taste to be done. To have them build it up, especially as they're the ones that got with her, hair dye, got her to change her ad, like all of that. Like, to her to go up without them wouldn't make sense. And with the guy in charge now, it really wouldn't make sense. So I don't know who to call. Like, that one, I can't give you anything, because, again, Mandy staying champion does make sense. Keep the reign going, keep her getting more experience. Miko makes sense, because she can come over here and work with all of them with all that experience, and she has more experience than a lot of the women combined, and that could be really, really good for the division. And Blair Davenport would be, the fresh face to, work with all these people and be champion. Like, there's so many different things and they all make sense. And I really don't know who to call it. And I've been thinking about it for days. I honestly don't. I don't know who to call it. Because like, all of those options make sense. But Mandy losing, like, do we see her lose and then go for the rematch, lose that, and then all three of them go up to the main roster? Because I just don't think it would make sense, again, to separate them. And Vince isn't in charge anymore, so stuff like that shouldn't be happening. But Miko being champion makes sense, and so does Blair. So I'll see what they do. I don't think it's going to be a good match. I don't think it's going to steal the show by any means, but I think it'll be a competent match. And I just don't know, because all those options make a lot of sense. So that's why I'm mostly excited about that match, because all those options I just said actually make sense, which doesn't happen very often in the world of wrestling. So see what, happens from that. Does the reign of terror continue? Does Miko move over here and bring all that experience to work, to make it all fresh again as Mandy's beaten so many people? Or does Blair Davenport, does she take it as the fresh face working with, everybody as well? It's really that one I don't know. I'm just excited about the match itself. Like, that's very exciting. NXT Women's Tag Title match, Caden Carter and Katana Chance defend against Nikki A.S.H. and Doudrop. Again, look where Nikki and Doudrop, their time in NXT UK and NXT and what all that meant, it makes sense for them down there. I understand why they're down there. I don't think they're going to win the tag titles by any means. I think, that would make actually zero sense. Because what was the point of giving Caden and Katana the titles after they, chased them for that many years, to just have them drop it right away from two people from the main roster? Like, I don't see that one happening. Again, you can comment on the video, or go on Facebook, anywhere, and let me know what you think. I just don't think that one makes sense to me. Again, just me personally. You don't have to like it. I don't care if you like it. I just don't think it makes sense to have them drop the titles after that long, because them against everybody is so, yeah, as champions is fresh to see them as the people not chasing anymore. And Nikki and Doudrop can go right back to the main roster. But if they get the tag titles, I mean, they stay down there. That gives them, you know, people to work with. I just think they're down there just to make a good match and an homage to them and their time at NXT UK. And again, I think it's going to be, you know, a good match, but I don't think they're losing the titles. I think we're all pretty much in, you know, agreement on that. It doesn't make sense for them to lose the titles at all. The Fatal 4-Way Elimination Match to unify the NXT and NXT UK tag titles. I think the Creeds are walking out just because, I mean, I like them. Yeah, talking, you know, is good. Look at the fire we got from the one Creed brother. Look at their talent. I think it makes sense to have them hold onto the titles because they can send, you know, Gallus and Pretty Deadly can go back to NXT Europe. They can go anywhere else. Like, it's just, or the Creeds lose and go to the main roster, but I just don't see them losing. I think they're too good right now. I think they're too hot right now. So who's going to get eliminated first? I mean, as I'm saying, the Creeds are going to win. Obviously not them, but between Briggs and Jensen, Gallus and Pretty Deadly, who knows how they're going to, you know, play it all out as to who gets eliminated, you know, here, there, and everywhere. But I have to pick the Creeds walking out just because I think they're too hot. And out of all of my, I do like them the most. It's just simple, ready, steady, go. And I like that. And I might have even talked trash when they first got out there just because looking at the one hurt my head. But they're too good. Like, they're super talented. No matter what anyone says about, you know, 2.0 and all, like, those guys are super talented to come out of it. They have good characters. They can wrestle. They can talk, you know, for the most part. Obviously, there's people that can talk better, but compared to a lot of them, they're competent on the microphone when they have to be. And I like it. No offense to Briggs and Jensen, Gallus, or Pretty Deadly. I mean, actually, a lot of offense to Pretty Deadly. They hurt my head. I just see them. Hurts my brain just thinking about them. But Briggs and Jensen, I mean, they had their run as NXT UK tag champs. It doesn't make any sense to me. I still wonder why the hell were they over there? Weren't they losing everyone here? And then they go over there and win the championships. I thought that was kind of weird. But I think that one's going to be, you know, a highlight of the night will be, do I think they're going to steal the show? No, but I think that'll be a really, really high up there good one. I think the Creeds are walking out with that one. See, at least I have answers for, you know, two of them so far. You know, it makes sense in my mind. I mean, they could give it to Briggs and Jensen and move, you know, the Creeds up. And they can give it to Pretty Deadly. I don't see Gallus staying over here just because there's so many tag teams everywhere. I mean, I think them going to NXT Europe would be the best thing just for everyone to go work over there. Because, I mean, do we need more tag teams? Yes, but there's already so many of them that they don't do anything with. I would hate to see Gallus get up there, get a push, and then just do what everyone else does for most of the part and just sits around and does nothing. Especially though there's only one tag champ on the main roster, so it's not like they're battling against all kinds of people to try to get their one tag team, get some momentum. And otherwise, what have we seen? We've seen the Profits and everything going on, you know, between them, Hit Row, and Maximum Male Models, which thank God for Sophia Cromwell, Ergo, Maxine Dupree, whatever you want to call her. Like, they have that, the Raiders, the New Day, and all the stuff to do, like Los Lotharios. Like, there's a lot of teams already up there. And that's with me forgetting some of them. So another competent tag team would help. That doesn't seem sick. Yeah, you know, like the Creeds would help in that situation. I don't see Gallus, you know, winning it. It just doesn't make sense. And the Pretty Deadly could have went to Maximum Male Models, would have made sense, but here we are. So I'm going with the Creeds, the North American title match. Carmelo is obviously going to retain, regardless of what Trick does, but him and Ricochet, I think, are going to tear the house down, steal the show. Because I do like what Carmelo does in the ring. Like, he's actually good. Ricochet is a freak. So that'll be match of the night right there, but I don't see how Ricochet winning does anything. We got to come down there, and we're going to have one hell of a match. That's really what it did. And that one right there is got people going, well, we definitely can't miss it now. And I got a lot of, I mean, I got a race from yesterday. I got two more races today. I have that. Like, there's a lot for me to catch up on. I'm going to be watching it. And because of that match, like, that match, I think is, you know, right there. Just like I said yesterday, Sheamus and Gunther were tear the house down, steal the thing. They really did. I thought they had a phenomenal match. And I think that Carmelo Hayes and Ricochet are going to be the ones, regardless of what Trick does and all the stupid that happens with all of that. That'll be the match of the night right there. And that's no offense to anyone else. It's just Carmelo's really good. Ricochet's a freak. And, you know, I think it's going to be really, really stupendous of a match there, which gets us to the main event, the NXT and NXT UK title unification match between NXT champion Bron Breakker versus NXT UK champion Tyler Bate. You know, want Tyler to win? Like, I'm really, like, you're picking all the guys from here. I am. But is Bron ready to go up? Like, that's the big one. I don't think he is. Tyler, like, can stay over there. He's been over there. Could he be a great champion here? Yes. Could that get him a lot more people to work with? Yes. But it seems like every other show, Bron's working with someone from the main roster or, you know, now someone from NXT UK. And I know they want to put him up there, but now Vince is gone. Do they want to put him up there as fast? Because I think he'd do much better just, you know, continuing to build a resume down there as champion, get better on the mic to keep improving anything instead of throwing him up on the main roster. Because where would he go right now? Like, that's the big one. Where would he go? I think he could do much better work and keep working with people and doing all kinds of good stuff down there. So I have to give it to him because I don't see him losing, because what's the point of trying to get back to be a three-time champion? Yeah, it doesn't make sense. And I hate to pick all the NXT guys, but I hope I'm wrong with a lot of it. I do. I'd be okay with Tyler Bate winning. I'd be okay with Gallows winning. I'm not pretty deadly. And, you know, Miko, like, or Blair Davenport, I already said, well, I'm completely okay with them because it makes sense as a fan, business-wise, like, it all, you know, does its part. I just, you know, I don't think Bron's ready, and if he loses, what else is there? I could be wrong. Again, he could be very ready. Who knows? But that's my thoughts on it. I just don't see it happening for that reason. I just don't think he's ready to make the jump. Like, we've only really seen angry Bron. I think he needs to, you know, develop, you know, more ways to give a promo and stuff before they send him up there, because he's not just going to be able to be angry Bron all fired up all the time given those, you know, promos. There has to be different, you know, sides to it. And I want to see him build more of that down there, which I think, again, everyone could say more development wouldn't hurt. And Tyler's a great champion. You can go over to NXT Europe, you know, and do what he's done in NXT UK there. Like, he's a great hand. I just don't like the situation that he's in, because it just doesn't feel, it feels like a no-win situation in my eyes. I could be 100% wrong, and, you know, I hope I'm 100% wrong. But that's, you know, my thoughts on it. That's why. That reasoning makes sense. But a lot of good matches. Again, I don't think the women's match is going to, you know, tear anything down by any means, but I think it's going to be a really good match. Again, keep seeing what Mandy could do. They could surprise me and steal the show. I just don't think they're going to steal it. Kayden and Katana, just because Nikki and Doudrop, just doesn't make sense for them to get the titles. It doesn't. They just didn't get the women's tag titles on the main roster. Why give it to them there, especially after Kayden and Katana finally won them? I think it would be a low blow if they finally just got dropped them right away. And as good as they are, them on the main roster doesn't feel right to me right now. Again, you can comment on any of this and tell me I'm wrong, or tell me whatever you want. But I just don't think it would work right. The Creeds, I think, are just too good and on fire. No offense to Briggs and Jensen, Gallus, or Pretty Deadly. You know, Gallus is probably going to go back over to NXT Europe to be, you know, they're going to need people for that were in NXT UK. You know, Pretty Deadly. Like, I just don't like them. So I hope they don't win. Melo obviously isn't going to lose to Ricochet. And I can't find a reason why it makes sense for Bron to lose, really. Like, I'm sitting here trying. Still haven't gotten anything. So we'll see how it all works out. But I do think Melo and Trick are going to steal it. Tag match is going to be phenomenal with the Fatal 4-Way. And I think Bron and, you know, Tyler Bates going to be really good. We just have to, you know, see how it all works out. But now that's all glitched out. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. I appreciate all of it. I have no idea what just happened there, but be looking out for the reaction shows tomorrow morning. So enjoy the day. Let me know what you think about it, and peace.